I think that having the National Laser Institute and the whole training on my resume definitely set me apart from other applicants. So I got a job in cosmetics pretty quickly, and then I was able to transfer into it full time.
Hey, I'm Lewis the Laser Guy, and welcome to my podcast, Pursue Your Passion. Join me on my journey as we discover how estheticians, nurses, physicians, and complete career changers are living their passion in this booming billion-dollar medical aesthetics industry. Finding your purpose isn't only about making great money, it's about so much more. It's about tapping into your passions and chasing your dreams. Welcome everybody to the National Laser Institute podcast. I'm Lewis, the Laser Guy. We're talking to different people on their journeys into medical aesthetics. I've got Claire from, is it Pennsylvania, Claire?
Maryland.
Maryland, I'm sorry. That's right. You took the class in Pennsylvania, but you live in Maryland.
Yep, exactly.
Got it. And what kind of a nurse are you? Are you an RN or a nurse practitioner, or what's your specialty?
I'm an RN. I work in dermatology now with a background in just general med surg.
Cool. And how long have you been a nurse for?
Almost 4 years.
And what kind of nursing did you do in the first couple of years before you got into this medical aesthetics world?
I was at a pretty big hospital in Maryland. It was just a med surg floor, so we just kind of saw a little bit of everything. But I love aesthetics now.
How did that transition happen? How did you go from working med surg, hospital, doc's office type thing, and all of a sudden one day you said, wait a minute, I want to do cosmetic lasers and injections? Like, how did that thought evolve in your mind?
Yeah, it's always been something that I've been kind of interested in. And, you know, I just wasn't feeling fulfilled in my job. The burnout was very real. The hours were not great. So I kind of...
Now, when you say hours not great, give me an example.
I was 50% days, 50% nights. So it was really hard to adjust back and forth.
So you do a lot of those late night shifts, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Gotcha. So you took our class in Philadelphia. And I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, you start off with the cosmetic lasers because that was your thing. You didn't want to start with injections like most nurses do. You want to start with lasers. Tell me about the training. How did those 5 days of laser training go?
It went great. It was awesome. We started with, I think, a day or two of didactic. And then we dove into all of the different kinds of lasers, ablative, non-ablative, hair removal, right. Tattoo removal, all of the above. So it was very important.
And did you feel like once you got your hands in the laser, like, wow, this isn't that hard. I can do this.
Yeah. I think that we're all kind of a little bit nervous to jump in and start on our first patient. But once we did, I mean, I felt so comfortable. I knew this was what I was wanting to do. And this is where my passion was. So.
And how long? So you take our class, you're working med surg. Did you still slowly start kind of looking for jobs? And how long did it take you before you kind of landed something and started shifting out of med surg into medical aesthetics?
It was pretty quickly. I think that having the National Laser Institute and the whole training on my resume definitely set me apart from other applicants. So I got a job in cosmetics pretty quickly, and then I was able to transfer into it full time.
Awesome. So now you're doing cosmetic lasers and injections. What's your favorite treatment to do, by the way?
Ooh, I think laser hair removal. I have very dark hair, so personally, it's a fave. And then I love doing it on people too.
Very cool. And when you were getting this business, were you thinking it was going to be more of like a anti-aging beauty, Kim Kardashian look pretty business? Or did you not realize until you started seeing patients that, wow, even though everybody wants to look good, it's really all about building confidence and building self-esteem and just making people feel good via the services?
Definitely. I recently had a patient in my chair that was in tears over how good I made her feel after the treatment. She had very low confidence in her skin to begin with. And she was like, you've just transformed my skin and I feel so much better. So I love that aspect of it because, you know, when you're in the hospital, you're caring for people, you're making them feel better when they're sick or having their worst days. But in cosmetics, it's also, you know, the same thing where we're making people feel great about themselves and feeling more confident in their skin.
Yeah, you said the magic word. You said, you know, you made her feel good. And I always think of that quote. I don't know if you've heard this quote by Maya Angelou. Maya Angelou is a famous quote. She says, people will forget the words that you say. People will forget the things that you do, but people will never forget the way that you make them feel. And that's what this business is all about. If we can make people feel so good
not just with the results, but with the bedside manner, with the schmoozing, with the relationship building, you build that bond and that connection where they're loyal for life, even if somebody down the street is charging $100 left because of the connection. So most nurses don't get that. Most nurses, you know, you're in the hospital, you're not hanging out with your patient, you're not going to the wine bar with them, you're not their friend on Facebook and Instagram. But I'd be willing to bet, Claire, that a lot of your patients, I like to call them clients, I bet a lot of them, you probably got them on your Instagram or Facebook, and you may have socialized, you may have gotten out of coffee with them before. It's a whole different relationship, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely it is. And it's really fun to be able to connect with people in that way. And I agree. I really like that quote that you shared.
A lot of my nurses in Arizona, they call it fun medicine. Because they came from the hospital. They go, this is fun medicine.
Mm-hmm. So. People always ask me, do you like your job? I say, I love my job. This is a fun side of nursing.
So you have no all-night shifts. You're not on call at 3 a.m. anymore?
Nope.
You don't have to work on a Sunday?
No.
Wow, look at you, Studette. Awesome. So if there's other nurses out there now watching this video, they're doing med surgs, they're doing hospice, they're doing, you know, cardiac cath lab, they're doing some kind of nursing, they're checking out aesthetics, they're thinking maybe I'll dabble, maybe I'll be a side hustle part-time or full-time. What kind of words of wisdom or advice might you have for people checking out this billion-dollar world?
Yeah, I actually get people messaging me with this very question all the time. You know, I'm a nurse. I'm wanting to get into this field. Like, how do I do it? How did you do it? And I just kind of tell them, you have to kind of invest in yourself. If this is what you think that you're really passionate about and where you want to be, definitely put in the time, the money, the effort. You might have to work 2 jobs to begin with, or a part-time or something like that. But I think that it pays off tenfold. Like, I'm so thankful that I went to National Laser Institute and got that experience, because I absolutely love my job now. And it's been great.
Well, I'm bummed I didn't meet you in person in Philadelphia. I think I've met about 70% of our attendees, but we probably trained 30,000 people over the years. So I think I've met over 20,000 people, but I didn't get to meet you. So I'm bummed. So I'm glad we're saying hello now. I sincerely appreciate your time. I always like to catch up with our graduates and see what they're doing. It sounds like you're doing great and enjoying life. And that's what it's all about. So I'm glad that you're doing something that you can have a passion for and enjoy and just want to talk about. So congratulations on your success, my dear. And let's stay in touch, all right?
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Claire. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Pursue Your Passion podcast. Are you interested in learning more about the medical aesthetics industry? Well, feel free to visit us online at nationallaserinstitute.com or connect with us on Facebook or Instagram. I'm Lewis, the Laser Guy, and we'll see you next week.